And now, from the Mammoth Oasis, it's the woman who is legitimately excited more than any other day of the year about sports, the sports widow, Molly Erdman.
What?
What do you mean?
Aren't you, isn't, maybe it was yesterday, the most exciting day, because you, this is your favorite sports event of the year.
It is. I don't know that it's any one day.
Okay.
But,
So no, yeah, I started, no, the whole process.
Yeah, I started filling out my brackets last night.
Do you have a favorite day of the process?
I guess it depends on how it's, probably the first day.
Okay.
Yeah. Like the first day of games.
Sure. Because that's just the most games you're going to see on any day.
Yeah.
And it's the first day of that many games.
Yes.
Nice. Would you mind getting me my water over there?
Wow.
Thanks. Sorry about that, folks. And to you listeners, absolutely no bonus at all. Molly could actually not be getting my water right now. You wouldn't know the difference.
True.
Sorry about that. But I need to stay hydrated.
Sure.
And we were just talking. I don't know if anyone knows the answer to this, but we have some refreshing, sparkling water drinks.
LaCroix.
Mm-hmm. A quality brand. And we've had other brands. And all the brands, this is the same
yes,
to me for.
Yes, it's all the same.
It's all the same. My point is, I feel while they are refreshing as you drink them, I don't find them to be as hydrating as I'd like.
I agree.
And I don't know if there's anything to that.
Well, is there sodium in them?
There may be.
To me, it's just something also about the bubbles. You know, like anything with that's carbonated, I need that like smooth liquid.
Yes.
To really, if I'm really thirsty, that's what I want.
Yes.
If I'm really
liquid.
Thirsty, I don't want the turbulence of bubbles.
No. Nor the clumpiness of buttermilk. For example.
Speak for yourself.
Okay. Do people ever drink buttermilk?
My grandmother did.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear. I don't remember where I heard
saw
that.
It.
No.
It'd be
no.
pretty disturbing to observe.
I bet there are people who do.
Probably.
Yeah.
People with a taste for it, I suppose.
So hit us up if you drink buttermilk.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about it.
That's very important. It's quite hot. And I know weather is not a big point of interest to other people, but it is interesting for me because the summer is probably here.
Yeah. Early. I mean, it's going to cool off, but. Yeah.
But it's the season of these long dresses that you wear, which are some of my favorite of your apparel.
Oh, thanks. I only have two of them. I'm going to have to get some more.
Well, if people want to send tribute, as they say, long dresses.
Right.
Something maybe we could both wear.
Sure.
No.
Yeah.
They're longer on you than on me.
Yes.
Because of our height difference.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't know that for a fact, just so you know.
That you don't know that you're taller than me?
No, I don't know that the dresses hang
They do.
Lower. I assume they do.
Yeah.
But I have no practical information on that.
Okay.
I haven't been wearing your dresses, okay?
Okay.
Stop accusing me. God. One time. No. Yeah, it's big sports time. And we promised maybe that we, on the weekend, would be doing our daughter's picks.
Right.
We
had a busy weekend.
We still have time to do that.
We're gonna try to do that tomorrow to get to you on Wednesday. You don't have to have your picks in till what, noon or something, 11 on Thursday or something like that?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I think probably like 9 or 10 a.m. West Coast time.
Okay.
Games may start at noon East Coast time, so it could be 9 a.m. Yeah, so get those done on Wednesday night, of course. And,
we'll have it for you before then.
Yes, and we are not going to do the pick-for-pick brackets of our own. Maybe we'll mention if we did anything unusual in our brackets, and, of course, maybe we'll do our Final Fours, perhaps,
sure.
on
sure.
Wednesday. But listening to other people's brackets does nothing to help yours. Is my breath bad again?
Yeah, it's awful. Drink some of that water.
A running thing.
Yeah, it has been. Yes. For at least, how long have we been together? 10 years?
I just
years?
Feel like ever since we've changed positions, my breath has been more
I
in
think
your
you're
face.
A little closer to me now.
So, but even at this, how come when you say I have bad breath, we get hearts?
Because I'm speaking for what a lot of people want to tell you.
Is this true?
Actually, I didn't say anything. I just clearly had a reaction and that you noticed.
I mean,
it's
that's
when you
extra bad. I know, but I mean, I don't know what's going on.
You never have had good breath. You don't brush your teeth in the morning.
This is a horrible.
Everybody, Joe does not brush his teeth in the morning.
Oh, God. This is humiliation.
No, it's not. You stand by your decision, so what's the difference?
Well,
you don't get mad when I'm like, Joe doesn't shower more than 2 or 3 times a week.
What is going on? How often do you say that?
You talk about it. You come out with that information.
Usually when it's brought up by someone who's like, go ahead, ask Joe how many times he showers. I'm guessing.
All right. Let's just move on. We actually have things to talk about.
I know. We started with a teardown of my hygiene.
I didn't say anything. You were like, is my breath bad? What do you want me to say?
No, dear. I've learned to love your breath.
You might have a medical condition.
Oh, God.
Some kind of stomach acid issue.
Oh, no.
I don't think that's it. I think it's an oral hygiene issue, but
oh my God. All right. I can't
not say anything.
Okay. Maybe we need to change sides at some point. Maybe the wind is...
If you face
me... Are you downwind of me?
Only the wind that your breath creates.
All right, we got there. I knew that you'd say something clever and mean at the same time.
Thanks.
Now we can go on to something else.
Okay.
So 3 of the teams I had wanted to pick for the Final Four are in the same bracket, that being UCLA, Carolina, and Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Those are 3 of my favorites, and now I'm stuck.
So which one are you going with out of those 3?
I don't know yet. Probably Carolina.
Yeah.
But Duke always has the easiest road. They've done some weird stuff in the bracket. They put 2 guys who've never made it to the Final Four in one bracket together so that one of those guys, you know, to create the storyline, is going to get there most likely. I don't know. I don't like the squeezing the drama out of it.
Okay.
I guess they should. Those are good games. I mean, the games are good no matter what. You just hope for a lot of upsets and stuff like this.
Yeah. I think that's my thing. I think I'm picking more upsets this year, but not random. Like, I'm doing research into them, but I think I'm going for it a little bit more.
You know, I was looking at our daughter's picks from last year, and she had a decent Final Four for this year in hers.
Oh, maybe we should just carry it over.
Well, maybe. Maybe we could do that. I forget exactly who. I think Oregon... Why did I just call it Oregon like that?
I don't know.
And another team, Butler, that could make it in. So she had some okay picks. She didn't do that great, but her reaction should be pretty good to some of the...
What?
What is that in the world? She's getting a lot of her phrases from TV shows now.
Yeah.
So that's good because we live in LA and you want a kid who's good at just picking up catchphrases.
Yeah.
So that
but really, until she makes her own catchphrase...
Yes. I actually was at an audition with a woman who did a commercial with my older daughter.
What?
Yeah, today.
Joey Hansa?
That's exactly right. And you
made it sound random.
It was random in that I was talking to the woman playing grandma about whatever, and my kids, and I was like, and then somehow, yeah, we were talking about my younger kid, our kid.
Valerie,
and then Sophia. And then at that moment, Joey Hansa came in and I said, oh, she in fact did a commercial with my oldest daughter years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about that and this and that and all those things.
Sounds fun.
It was a fun time. I hope one or especially both of us or all 3 of us who were in the group get cast.
Sure.
Or really just me.
Was that the callback?
That was the callback.
Nice.
So hopefully that's good times for all. But... that's about it. What?
Oh, nope. What?
What happened? You made a noise like something happened.
No, I was just going to start talking.
Oh, good. Do.
Well, I mean, you're going to be disappointed because I was going to say, is that all we're talking about
the
tournament?
No, the basketball? No.
Yeah.
There's many things.
Well, I didn't know if
we were
waiting until Wednesday to go in more in depth.
Well, I mean, there are some stories we could talk about before we go into our picks, really, like interesting stories that happened, like Michigan. Do you know what happened with them?
No.
Their plane slid off the runway.
Oh, yeah. I did know that.
And they were debating whether or not to forfeit.
Why?
In the Big Ten tournament. In this new tournament. Because they would have had to drive early in the morning, like 5 hours. They didn't have their regular jerseys. They've just been in a plane crash. Are they too? And they went on to win 4 games in a row and win the Big Ten tourney. And now they're in. And they might not have been if they had chosen to forfeit.
Sure.
Or if the plane had been worse, obviously.
Well, they're playing like people who've had a brush with death.
Playing like they got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Is how they say that.
I say it my way.
Yeah. I noticed my hair has become so poofy that when I wear the thing on top of it, the headphones, it makes no difference in the volume of my head.
Wow.
So it always looks like I'm wearing headphones.
It's true. I don't see them.
I need to get a haircut is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess so. Your hair doesn't seem that long.
It's just in the heat is when I realize
it gets poofy.
Though it's not as thick as your hair.
Right.
Which is in many ways like the hair of other mammals more than a human.
Go on.
I believe you have an undercoat in your hair.
You should use that Furminator brush. It's so thick,
your hair.
It is.
Mine is not like that. Nor is it as thick as it probably was 10, 20, or even 30 years ago.
Possibly.
When I had
thicker, more hair.
More hair. But that's made up for in the hair in my nose, luckily, which has definitely made up the difference.
All right.
Did I mention my idea for nose hair dye?
No. Was that it?
Yeah.
No, just get rid of the hair. You don't need to dye it.
Those things do not go away. Broken a few trimmers on those.
Oh, God. Well, then they're not going to absorb color.
It's pretty clear my hygiene is awful. I didn't realize it.
That is you. You just brought that up.
I know, but I'm just like, as we talk about all this stuff.
Yeah, you've got your chest fungus.
Okay.
Which you've also, you've talked about it.
Wow. It's different, though, when you bring it up. I mean, this we have so much sports to talk about.
Okay, then let's do that.
You were looking forward to opening the can of worms.
No, not at all.
What else is in that can of worms?
Nothing. Let's just talk about sports.
No, I want to know what else is disgusting about me.
Your belly button lint. I've never seen anything like it.
That is prolific.
God.
I don't know how that happened. I think it's because I have so little front of body hair. Like chest, belly hair. This is disgusting. Who am I disgusting? It doesn't matter. The point is that it kind of circles the belly button and brings stuff in. What's happening?
It's so gross.
See? We lost somebody on chest fungus.
I know.
And then
I know.
You topped it with belly button hair.
You asked. Okay, so let's just talk about sports.
All right, what else is there then?
What else is there about sports?
No, what else is there?
No, I'm not doing this anymore. No. What is, you're
all right,
like,
off air,
what
I
else?
List.
How dare you? What else? How dare you?
Well, I want you at some point to say, that's it. Everything else is
okay,
great.
Okay, that's it. Everything else is
great. I don't
great.
Believe that after
all right.
this.
Okay.
All right.
What? Don't just be silent.
I'm trying to figure out how I can turn this around.
What else about sports, Joe? Clean Joe?
I am kind of clean now. Well, you know, what are your thoughts on the tournament?
I have very few. I mean, that's what's great about me is that I'm basically going in blind.
Yes, that is great about you. Not for the show particularly is it great, but for you, and when you go in, it's a fun time for you.
Yeah.
But all you've brought to today's show, though, is a list of things about me. And I've helped that. I've helped bring those things up.
When are the lineup set, or are there still some teams that are playing to get in?
There's tomorrow. There are four play-in games, they've introduced that recently, so that four more teams get into the tournament. But the teams that barely got in kind of have to play in to get into the bigger 64-team tournament.
Right.
So that is tomorrow, but that doesn't affect your brackets. Luckily, brackets you can gamble on whatever team wins anyway, and just take them all the way through.
Right. But if you wanted to know,
sure.
It would be, you know, you might want to wait.
But you can still do your bracket. Yeah, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but if it makes a difference to you, if, what is it, USC is one of them.
Exactly.
If you care who it is, then you'd want to wait.
Yeah, and I have two of those teams in my all sports league.
Who?
Wake Forest and USC.
Oh.
I'm rooting for both of those teams, obviously.
Sure.
As well as UCLA. But I may pick against them in my brackets to hedge my bets for the league.
Ah.
Now, that was getting real deep for people who don't, you know. That's
well... I'll talk about this. This year, I think this is probably my fifth year of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I decided maybe I'll do two brackets.
Yeah.
I briefly thought about it.
Sure.
And then I decided not to because the main reason I did this was to have someone to root for.
Right.
And if I split my choices, then it kind of takes that away because it's like, well, at least at first, because it's like, well, even if they don't win in this one, I got the other team in the other one.
Right.
It lowers the stakes
yep.
in that regard.
Yep. True. It does.
doesn't stop you.
No.
How many you got? 20? 25?
Well, no. I haven't done that many. I'd say the most I've ever done in a year is probably 3 or maybe 4. When I was in high school, I used to make copies of the bracket and do and like pass them out at school and run a pool.
Oh, really?
I probably could have gotten suspended for that. It was $1 a bracket.
But, yeah.
And I probably made like, you know, $3 on 53 people playing. I gave 50 to the winner or something. Or maybe I just never announced a winner and took it all. I have no idea, honestly. I don't think I did that. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't.
I would
do
not
that.
Do that. But I'll probably do 2 or 3 this year.
Okay.
Again, since 2 of my perennial favorites are playing each other, so I may have to pick one of them in each.
Right.
Just to, again, hedge the bets.
I gotcha.
But, yeah, we're both going to enter one together.
It does. I will say it does get kind of boring. Like, I get excited when I see different teams in. It gets kind of boring with the same, like, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, Louisville.
Well, Northwestern got in for the first time this year.
Yeah.
And you know it's good. Because those Northwestern kids, they got it tough. It's tough to be a Northwestern alum. You know? It's tough.
What?
It's not tough.
How do you know? Everyone's got their own thing.
I know. Oh, it's a hard school to get into. And
no, I know. But you think that everyone who graduates from there is living the high life? And I doubt that that's true.
Well, I've never met a homeless person who was a Northwestern graduate.
I don't want to get into social commentary, but I'm guessing there aren't a lot of college graduates who are homeless.
I bet there's statistics about stuff.
I'm sure there are. I don't think you've met a lot of homeless people, at least not to the point where you're asking them where they went to school.
No, rarely does the conversation get that far.
Yeah.
That would be like the fourth question I'd ask them.
Right.
There is a... I notice a lot of... on Hollywood Boulevard, mm-hmm. If you've never seen the worst street in America...
Or smelled it.
Hollywood Boulevard is up for... I'd say it's up for...
It's truly awful. And for so many reasons. But finish what you're saying.
Well, there's other streets that you could consider awful but good in a way. Bourbon Street or Beale Street.
Oh.
Those are great. Yes, those are better ultimately. But there's a disgusting element to them at certain times.
And of course, there are streets that are truly awful where
crime
people are...
and yes.
But there are people openly in the open stabbed and shot on Hollywood Boulevard. While simultaneously, families are like rolling their babies down the street looking at the stupid stars that people's publicists pay, you know, 10 grand or whatever it is to get on. I mean, like,
that's what Hollywood Boulevard is.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Hollywood Boulevard has all those things. You have drunken idiots out for a night on the town. A lot of times they're going to clubs or something.
Yeah.
So that's often later, but you've got families at almost all hours.
Yeah.
I have seen full families with more than one stroller at midnight.
Now I will say, I think some of that is because they're international and they're on different time zones and things like that. Like, it doesn't bother me. I know a lot of people are like, oh, it's so late at night to have that baby out. I don't mind so much about that, but it's just like, it's just a gross, and we did it the first time. Remember when we visited and we walked the whole Walk of Fame
and looked at all the stars and
you're taking pictures but it's just, it's not anything.
No.
I mean, like if you went to the man's theater and saw the handprints, like at least the people actually put their hands there.
And that's what I would say. I think going to Hollywood and Highland is worth it, but you need not walk down the street to Vine.
No.
Go past the first shop with 5 t-shirts for $20 and you've seen them all.
I think if you were like, I want to spend a day in Hollywood, and I've never been there, but like Musso and Frank's is supposed to be a super old school, like 100-year-old
Italian steakhouse.
Yeah. I would go there. I would go see the is it still called the Chinese Theater?
Man's Chinese Theater.
It
may be like Man's. I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like it changed its name. Maybe not the Chinese part, but maybe the Man's part. I don't know.
Right.
You know, do that.
Tibet.
But even then, you're like elbowing past all those stupid, like, superheroes.
I actually saw driving today. I saw Superman before he got there.
Well, that's a fun thing to see, is them like walking to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was sitting, I think, having coffee or something, but it was Superman with his legs crossed. Reading the paper.
Sometimes they get in fights.
Yes.
But I mean, and you're just barraged by people wanting to give you tours and.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I've heard them on Hollywood Boulevard yell, "This is not a scam. That's their selling point to people walking by. It's not a scam. It's not a scam. Like, oh, it's not a scam.
Oh, well, if you don't say.
As long as he says it's not a scam, I'm in. anyone saying it's not a scam, it must
I
not
mean,
be
he,
a scam.
I mean, he led with that.
Right. This makes me doubt everyone else who's ever said it was, who never said it was a scam.
Yeah. They hand you CDs, yes. Their CD to
and
listen
then you
gotta, to.
Yes, that's the worst. They hand it to you like they're giving it to you.
Right.
And then they try to take money from you, and it's like, yeah. No. I
will say, since I've moved here, there has been some improvement. Like, there's some nicer restaurants coming in. But to me, I think L.A. or Hollywood, whatever, is trying to follow this sort of Times Square example. And it's not working. No. And instead, to me, it follows the Chicago's uptown example of, like, you can try to bring cool stuff in there, but it's still just a weird place.
Yes, it's weird. And there's no other reason beyond that area of Highland and Hollywood for people to be there. There are some things surrounding that intersection, certainly. But really, one or two blocks in either direction – and you don't need to see anything
else. It's not
there.
A destination. There are some good restaurants. We've eaten at that
we
place.
We say this and we perform at two theaters that are within that scope.
And that they don't get big audiences because no one wants to be there.
No one wants to be stabbed at midnight.
I mean, yeah, that's the
thing. Day stabbings are much better.
Oh, yeah.
Those happen there, too. That's the other thing about that street is that it doesn't matter what hour of the day it is. There are oddities at all hours.
Yeah.
And that's what I was starting out to say is that I've seen, obviously, homeless a lot there and many, like, teenage, 20s, homeless, and everyone has dogs.
Mm,
everyone
yeah.
has dogs now. I don't know if that's a new thing or not.
No, my first reaction noticing that is like, oh no, that makes me sad. I'm worried that dog isn't being fed. And then I kind of get it. Like,
you
just want a companion, right. You know, like,
or maybe for
protection.
Protection. Sure.
Yeah.
If you're sleeping on, yeah, I feel like I noticed that there more than I ever have.
Yeah. 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 It's rough. Well, there's our social commentary for today.
I've never seen a homeless person with a horse.
Horses are very expensive, and you can't just, like, catch a stray.
Probably
there's no
that.
Rescue horses.
I bet there are. I bet there are rescue horses somewhere.
Okay. I don't think you're going to adopt them for $30 or
no,
whatever.
No. It's not the same as cats.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Okay. Just an observation. And maybe there are.
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe there are.
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe there are.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any more sports analysis? I mean, there's... Really, the other sports kind of all take a back seat here in March, which is nice because there's nothing to see there.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball and hockey, they're going to sort out the playoffs, but it's all fairly determined.
Mm-hmm.
And baseball hasn't started yet. That'll pick up, you know, right at the end of March Madness. So it's nice they've got it all to themselves basically this month.
Is the tournament 3 weekend? So it's this like Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah,
it's
after this weekend we will have the Sweet 16.
Right.
And then that goes to the Elite Eight.
Oh, so it's 4 weekends.
No.
Some of it happens all at once.
Next weekend is the Elite Eight.
Got it.
And then the weekend after that is the Final Four.
Oh, okay. Beginning of April.
Yeah.
It winds down.
You have you go from 64. On Friday there will be 32 teams left, and then on Sunday there will be 16 left. And then the next Friday, there'll be 8 left, and then there'll be 4 left on the next Sunday.
That's the one thing that's disappointing. That's why I like the first weekend the most,
because
it's just constant, and there's always something going on. And then it's like there's like 4 days off, and then the game's sort of slow to a trickle.
And that's what separates, you know, the first two rounds, there are so many games, you can always cut to the most exciting one.
Right.
So the odds of seeing excitement, and that's kind of one of the advantages of March Madness, is that they can always highlight in those early rounds the exciting games,
right,
which makes you think everything is like that. Sure, there are plenty of games that also are blowouts and stuff, but they kind of get swept under the rug. Now, if the later rounds are boring, it's out there for all to see. So like how a tournament does overall, there's always going to be an exciting first round.
Right.
But sometimes it can stink if the games are lame later on.
Sure.
But at that point, you've kind of separated the big-time fans from the others.
Yeah.
The casual fans at that point,
yeah,
I would guess. Except people following with their brackets. And that's the other point. Gambling, there's no bigger reason to root. Oh. Yeah, or thrill for rooting than gambling, it seems like. People really are invested, which is why your mother
believes you're...
I'm a chronic gambler.
Yeah, because how could you possibly be this interested in
sports? So rather than being a chronic gambler, I must be pathologically ill in a different way.
Yes.
Right. There has to be some other weird idiosyncrasy to my personality that causes that.
At least one.
Well, since we're planning to do another, and this is, anytime we're over like 6 or 7 minutes, we can stop. Did you
six
know
or
that?
7 minutes?
You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Anytime you want to stop after 6 or 7 minutes, when would you have stopped?
I don't know. I don't know that I would have, but I didn't realize that was your...
Yeah, because the dress down on the hygiene took about till 12 minutes, I think.
So. I would have just had it
right till
be
then.
That, yeah.
The first half. All right, well, we got probably just enough sports in there for this.
Yeah.
We didn't do any of the pick, but then we'll do that Wednesday.
We'll do that Wednesday.
Because you'll have Wednesday night to look and do your own picks. Good luck to all the teams playing tomorrow. And if we can get it done, again, with a spastic child, you don't always, and I don't mean to say that. Is that a real medical term?
Like, oh, maybe. I mean, she's not clinically.
No.
Yeah.
No.
But she's three. She doesn't have a long attention span.
If it is, I don't know that I would want to have a child who was clinically spastic.
No.
It seems like it would be a handful.
I mean, it probably relates to spasms more than like being hyper.
Oh, okay. Well, then forget everything I said. If I've gone over the spasms are bad, too. Although some spasms are good, I suppose.
Go on.
We could go on for days.
Okay.
But we're not going to. So thanks. You can find us on iTunes. And I think, are there other ways to get podcasts? We got to look into that. Each month, we're going to try to make this thing a little bit better than the previous month. But within the month, you're going to get the same level of quality the whole
time.
Definitely. So if this level of quality is not enough for you, come back to us in April.
Yeah.
And it'll be a little bit better, hopefully. Or wait till September if you need it to be 4 measures better than it is now or something. And, you can listen to a subscribe on iTunes. And I guess leave a review is important, too.
Oh, yeah. Do that.
If you'd like to express your feelings. And if you don't want to do iTunes, you can watch us on Facebook Live on this page. And you can follow us on The Sports Widow on
Twitter. Sports Widow Show.
Sports Widow Show on Twitter so that people know it's a show. Great. Yeah. All right. That's it for us. And as always, listeners, you get to leave first.